strong, Hillary.
I am.
The unofficial national anthem of Cork City.
And rightly so. And
rightly so. After all, Frank and Walters. Hillary Rose.
Hello to you.
Hello. Mairead McSweeney, mother of Connor in Young Offenders. This is very exciting.
It is.
So tomorrow in the Cork Opera House, there's a reunion of the cast of Young Offenders. And it's you're hosting it. It's sort of a follow-on from your Live Wild podcast.
Correct.
Right. So it's a live podcast.
So it's a live podcast. So I did season one of the Live Wild podcast last year. And on one of the episodes, I interviewed Chris and Alex, who play Connor and Jock. Mm. And it just went down so well. And I thought, God, wouldn't it be so great to get all the cast on to do the podcast? And then I, you know, took it one step further and I went, oh, wouldn't it be so great to get all the cast on stage in front of a live audience and do it that way? Because we've never done a live show for the Young Offenders. And there was such huge demand from theatres and promoters. They all wanted us to do live stuff, but it was really hard to get us all together to write something to tie it all down. And I thought, this is the way to do it. We'll bring it to the audience and to fans. So yes, so tomorrow night, Cork Opera House, Saturday, July 22nd, 8 p.m. We're all going to be in the Cork Opera House live on stage.
Brilliant. Now, just bring us back. Mm-hmm. When did it start? There was the movie first and then the TV series. When was the movie in cinemas?
Oh my goodness. Would you believe the movie was 2016?
What? Seven years ago.
I know. So the movie came out in 2016. And then I think about a year maybe after that, we started to enter into talks because it had done the festival circuit, done really well. And yeah, BBC picked it up and wanted to make a series out of it. And I suppose the rest is history, really. Like, I mean, we did season 1 to 3 and we did that. We did season 2 and 3 in 2019. So that'll give you an idea. And then we came back again this year to do season 4. So we've wrapped season 4 now. So we're really, really excited about that.
And I'm sure fans are very excited about it. I remember seeing the movie and I just thought, that is genius. And immediately the two lads were stars. And of course, the West Cork countryside star as well. And there are echoes of the storyline in the news at the moment.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? But it's up the north, it's happening in Donegal now.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, you know, like the backdrop for the relationship of Connor and Jock in the movie was that those bales of cocaine had washed up on the Cork shores, which really happened, I think, in the 90s. I'm not quite sure actually when. And yeah, so like you said, it's kind of happening again this week. So I'm taking it as a good omen, Ray.
Yes, and the lads are all grown up now. So season 4 is going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So like I said, we shot season 2 and 3 back to back in 2019.
Right,
and
4 years ago.
4 years ago. God, that's crazy to even think about.
There
that.
Were little babies involved.
Yeah. And so we revisit season 4 now a little bit later onwards and we kind of catch up with what's happened in the lads' lives. So it's really nice to be able to take it in a slightly different direction, which is cool.
And there's something very exciting about, because it was a collaboration, co-production, BBC, RTE. Mm-hmm. It started on BBC 3 or 4? 3?
3.
3. And it's moved up and it's getting the ultimate promotion now, I believe.
Yeah, it is. We're really, really honoured to have the primetime slot on BBC One. So that's what we're coming back for, which is really, it's brilliant. It's really amazing.
That's a big vote of confidence, Hillary.
I know. And everyone's saying, God, are you worried? And I'm like, no, I'm not. But now that everyone's saying, God, are you worried? I'm like, Jesus, should I be worried? Maybe I should be.
Well, you can think about that when you're doing it or writing it. And your husband writes it.
Correct. He's the creator and the writer. Peter.
So were you aware that it was going on BBC One when this commission happened?
Okay. I mean, I think, you know, behind the scenes, it was always the plan to take it to BBC One and the time was right to do it. So, we're really lucky.
It's very exciting to be, because you will be introduced to a new audience on BBC One.
Yes. And it's millions more people, which we forget. You know, I suppose for Peter and I in particular, we have this lovely little quiet lifestyle in Cork and we just, you know, make TV and make films. And, you know, we're very much focused on our family life, which is the most important thing for us. And we forget that it goes out to millions of people. So, yeah, we're really honoured to be able to do that.
Just if people are looking for something to watch over the weekend, the original Young Offenders movie, I'm just thinking about it again there. It's a great watch. It's a really good watch. So the Live Wild podcast, It started during lockdown.
It kind of started as a blog just for myself because I was kind of into alternative kind of hippie-ish stuff, I suppose. And it was just a documentation for myself. And then everybody kind of went, Jeannie Max, that's kind of interesting and it might make a really good podcast. And I, you know, I kind of got shoved into a podcast and I went, yeah, okay, let's do it. If the demand is there for that type of podcast, let's do it. So it's a lovely mix of, I suppose, people living alternative lifestyles. And I don't necessarily mean people living like completely off the grid, although there's a little bit of that as well. But I talk to a lot of kind of entertainers as well, that I always feel entertainers in particular are, have this entrepreneurial streak and they live kind of somewhat outside the box, you know. So that's what the that's what the podcast is about. It's about talking to people who are living alternative lifestyles.
Are you barefoot now or did you put the shoes on to come into studio?
Put the shoes on for the studio. I didn't want to shock the RTE Cork staff. So the shoes are on right now, but they're normally off, I will say.
So once summer hits or April, May, you shed the shoes.
I try as much as possible. I mean, I do keep them on when I'm doing the shopping because, right, you know, but yeah, look, I like to be barefoot a lot. So I try my best to do that.
I'm jealous of you because every so often, and I don't do it as much as I'd like to do, but when I'm out for a run, I take the runners off and run around.
Lovely.
And there is something, I've described it before, there is something magical about it. There's a connection.
Yeah.
I feel that I actually run better and faster when I'm barefoot. I don't know, it's probably an illusion, but
I think you're onto something because you, you kind of soak up the earth's energy a little bit. So,
And why did you decide to do it?
The barefoot stuff.
Yeah.
I suppose, you know what, I was kind of just searching for something a little bit deeper. And I got to a point in my life, and I'm sure everybody has come to this point or will come to this point, where I kind of went, is that it? And it was not to sound ungrateful, because I was very grateful for everything. But I kind of went, I just want to explore more sides of myself. I think that's the bottom line. It's more of an exploration of myself.
Interesting. So the barefoot thing, you were doing sea swimming before it was fashionable.
Yeah, I like it. And I love cold water immersion as well. Like into the cold water tank with ice is that's a real testament of who.
And you were doing it before your man Wim Hof was on the scene?
No, I actually did a course, a Wim Hof course.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was all kind of breath work and, you know, cold water immersion and how it helps you to reconnect into yourself. And that was amazing, I have to say. Really, highly recommend it.
Yeah, because we had a doctor on, an English doctor, who's been studying the effects of cold water swimming and immersion for 20 years.
Wow.
And he has the science to back it up.
Mm.
Because I suppose it's slagged off because it's sort of gimmicky for some people and fashionable and dry robes and all that sort of thing. But the brilliant thing about it, in his book Chill, he outlines the scientific facts that support the hobby, the habit, whatever you call it, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it changes you, the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes you just have to kind of, in a sense, park the science and then check in with yourself and go, this makes me feel good, so therefore I should probably keep on doing it.
There you go. I like the science bit. I like somebody to confirm why I feel good.
See,
that's just me. We're different. Hillary, we're different. We're all different. We're all individuals. So I can hear that you're really pumped up and excited about tomorrow night.
I am. I actually just ran over here to the Cork studio from the Cork Opera House. We were mid rehearsals. It's a really special event because, you know what, it's very hard to get all of us in the one room and we're all going to be together. And it's kind of rare, kind of a special event. And it's just got loads of love and fun.
The three lads, Alex and Chris, Jennifer, Demi, PJ is going to be there.
Yeah.
And will Peter be involved?
Peter's not. Peter's minding the kids.
All right.
Yeah, so, but it will be recorded, so I can play it back to him at some point.
Right, so people will be able to hear it, will they?
And hopefully down the line. Yeah, we might. But
is there a Q&A?
There is a Q&A session, for fans in the audience if they want to come up and, in their seats, ask questions, basically, of the cast members. And it's worth saying as well that it is open to all ages, in the sense that, I mean, it's open to minors as long as they're with guardians. As long as the guardians are okay with the content of the TV series, there's nothing worse than that in it. But it is open to all ages because it does have such a broad
Cork Opera House, season 4 is on the way. When will we see it?
Sometime next year. I actually genuinely don't know.
Okay, and any surprises in it? Any new cast members we should know about?
I can't tell you. You nearly got it out of me there. You nearly got it out of me.
See, I know. I know. I wanted you to say it. And I don't know how I know, but it's there. There is, yeah, people would be surprised to see somebody there. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
There's a few, yeah.
Yeah, PJ will feel very comfortable in the company of this person. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. Right. Hilary Rose, good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you so
we'll
much.
We'll talk
Ray.
Again. Thanks Thank so you. Much. Bye now. That's Hilary Rose there from Young Offenders and corkoperahouse.ie for tickets for that event. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it safely.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.